Welcome to GamerCast, episode 152. And it is 19th of April. And I'm Adam.
Yeah, and I'm Paul, and yeah, we're back. We had last week off after all because I just felt lazy, so.
It was nice to have a long weekend and just chill and do things. And
yeah, I mean, I wasn't working that Sunday, so it was nice to have like a day off.
Well, I found it quite cool because my parents came over for Sunday dinner. Sarah cooked a real nice roast and stuff. So,
roast. Dude, I'll cook you some toast. How's that?
Toast! Roast or toast. By the time that was all over and done with, it would have been time to be doing GamerCast, so it was nice to be able to just
chill.
Yeah, and it was a nice day.
Because, of course, we all have to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, our mighty saviour of the universe.
See, if I was at uni, I would be resurrecting my dinner by drinking heavily and probably vomiting somewhere.
Zombie Jesus!
Zombie Jesus! Cool.
But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death. Yeah, I get this website out every Easter. Put it away again.
It should become like a really... Do you know what would be really freaking people out is if you actually got that picture blown up and like put in one of those like really gold tacky frames, like it should be hung up somewhere, like we would have Jesus Christ and stuff like that. And you just hang it up on the wall every Easter and Christmas.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not really one for doing anything, so.
Yeah, you like to not do anything. Opening a web page is easy.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally, I just had to type in a word or two and signed it.
Yeah, zombie Jesus. Sarah loves it. She thinks it's cool, the idea of zombie Jesus.
Well, he was a zombie.
Yeah.
If the dude really got resurrected.
He didn't stay around. You know, he was resurrected, but he didn't, like, go, yeah, I'm back. Part two. Let's rock. He was like, yeah.
See you later, dude. Bye.
And then I've got to go.
That's funny, that, isn't it? It would almost seem like he didn't get resurrected at all and he was just dead. And they just, like the Lord of the Rings film where it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And yeah. They just needed a little extra bit on there.
Needed another ending.
Okay. Oh shit, I killed him in the last chapter. I had all these ideas I still have to do. Let's quickly just add those in.
It's like the funding got cut. Got to the bit where it's like, oh, we've killed him off, but he was supposed to come back. Oh, we'll just do a 3-week special.
I'm sure many people are now offended, Adam. Thank you very much. Right, a bit of news, GamerCast-wise.
Yep.
We have a Twitter account.
Twitter!
Yep, see, look, there's actually news and shit on here.
Cool. I'm on Twitter. I can't even remember what my Twitter account is.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't memorize so that I'm like everybody else going, I'm Twitter at this or something.
Yeah, we've got 11 followers at the moment and it was only set up yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm something. I'm sure it's actually...
Are you following me? Because if you are, then I can see what you are.
No, I don't think I'm following you.
I've got...
I think I'm just as Adam Clough.
Well, let's have a look, shall we? Adam Clough. Adam Clough, I break one office chair and I am marked for life.
Yeah, that's me.
That sounds like you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've got more followers than you in your face, noob. I've got 9 followers, even though I've only ever done 3 posts to it.
Yeah, so you can follow us at Adam Clough. That's C-L-O-U-G-H.
No. Don't follow Adam. It's just nonsense about a slipping office chair.
Yeah, it'll be just Twitter, me at work complaining.
Twitter.com/GamerCast. You can follow us on Twitter, and we post when new episodes are up for those who don't know how to work an RSS feed. Oh, we've also got news and stuff posted up during the week. Catherine's actually doing it all.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I'm like, I don't see the point of Twitter. It's like, you know, back in the old days, like 3, 4, 5 years ago, we had these things called blogs. People would spend several hours putting together a really clever blog post, really in-depth, really thoughtful. All
right,
and now everyone just like types a couple of words.
Have you watched the trailer for Twitter?
No, I don't like Twitter.
Okay, right. Do you blog about the fact that you've just gone to McDonald's to go get fries?
No, why would anyone want to hear that?
Well, that's what you put on Twitter.
No, it
isn't. I'm just explaining that. That was the whole concept.
Why would anyone give a shit if I'm going to fucking McDonald's?
Exactly, because
I don't care.
Someone might go, "Oh, I'll meet you there." So that was the whole idea of Twitter. Was
if I wanted to meet you somewhere, I'd email you and ask to meet you somewhere. I don't just want you turning up.
Yeah.
God.
Hi, I'm here. You're on Twitter. Yeah, I think it's a mixture between that, putting up web page links. But you know,
it's
like
a waste of time.
On Facebook, everyone does it. They put under, I am sad because I am at work.
Everyone does it? I don't. I've never done a status update. At least not in like a year.
Hey,
like,
I do a status update at least every 3 months.
Yeah, that's because you're a nub, aren't you?
Because I can never be asked.
Let's talk about your silly beat 'em up stick.
Yep, I got a photo actually.
Oh, here we go.
Actually, I got the casing. It's around about the same size as the tournament edition of the Street Fighter 2 one.
DVD Mike said a couple of words about you today. He said, "Why don't you just buy one?"
They're extortionate. Who's DVD Mike?
Mike from work.
Oh, right.
DVD Mike is a secret code name.
Yeah. There it is.
Dude, that doesn't look like a fight stick. It looks like a plastic box with a bunch of holes in it.
It's an aluminium box with a bunch of holes in it.
Very nice.
Yeah, so...
You just need, like, buttons now, don't you?
I got buttons.
Oh, you got the buttons.
They came beginning of April from
Japan.
All right,
Japan. Well, you need to put the buttons in it.
Well, now I need to take my Xbox controller apart, rewire the buttons up to them to the PCB that's inside, put that in a case. I need to spray paint the box, and I got to put some Perspex on the top for my arms to rest on, and it's done. It'd be great.
Except something goes horribly wrong and you get electrocuted.
Yeah, most likely.
Killed by a USB power surge.
Yeah. Fry my legs.
Let's talk a bit about Assassin's Creed 2, because apparently this is coming out this year.
Yeah, got a trailer. Saw it on the net. Again, it's like the first trailer where they don't really show anything. So if you've never even seen Assassin's Creed or played
Assassin's Creed is a game where you play as an assassin.
Yeah. Now, one thing that is interesting, I was watching it with the sound off because Sarah was watching something, so I couldn't really grasp what it actually said. But from the looks of it, it was just flashing loads of iconic imagery up of letters and things like that. And then at the end, it shows his face come up, but as the character, not the real him that's in the future. It's the assassin, his ancestor. So it looks like you're playing that
ancestor. Yeah, because there's that whole weird time travel.
Yeah, where you're doing a puppet control system to go through the ancestral memories of your ancestor and replay them to find out where an item is, and that's what the whole game is about. And I must admit, the concept was great. The storyline was pretty good. It was very vivid and didn't give you too much information, so you were kind of like, ooh, I'm really interested to find out what... I played it all the way to the end to find out what the hell they were going on about, because it confused me. Gameplay mechanics, absolutely brilliant. The only thing that was annoying was climbing up to the top of the tower to keep finding more of the map, but it was a kind of a cool idea. I think they should have just not done it as many times. But it was just the fact that each level was exactly the same as the other one. It was just the bad guy you had to kill at the end. You did differently. And if they just kind of made it so that you were kind of like, you would stalk this guy and like, yeah, he comes here every day and I'm going to drop down and slit his throat while he's not looking or what. I've got to take these guards out, so I'm going to have to run across the rooftop and throw some knives into their heads before I drop down and so they won't see me. Otherwise, all the guards will come and I'll get locked in here. Some of them you did do like that, but after a while, it just got a little bit way too samey. Straight away, you had this warp thing where they would just say, right, you've just arrived at the town, because it probably would have got so boring riding the horse from town to town to town, and you could never ride the horse from town to town to town because there'd always be armies in your way, so you'd have to sneak through or just run like crazy.
Bugger that. Let me just kill people.
It's like when you're playing WoW and you kind of like, you want to go somewhere and you're on a level 40 mount, well, level 30 now, and you're having to... Oh, it's like mobs and you have to run through them and get chased. It was like doing that, and if you stopped, that was it. Game over.
Game over, dude. Game over.
So yeah, I'm kind of intrigued. I must admit, I may buy this, but I went in looking at some games. I was trying to find... Fallout 3 cheap at a spare £20, and I'm trying to spend on a game. I nearly bought Fable 2. I found that for $19.99. I know these are old games, but I'm trying to go on my backlog of games that I were like, can't afford.
Adam, get something new, like The Wanted.
Even the film was a disappointment compared to the comic books. Why didn't they just make the film like the comic book? It would have been so much better.
Because then it would just be some dude flicking through the pages of a comic and you don't have to read
that
it.
That would be better. No, it was an alright film.
Cheaper as well.
Yeah, it was an alright film. I was tempted on Resident Evil, but...
Resident Evil's good, especially co-op. Ian and Sophie don't stop playing it.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are constantly playing it. I actually saw someone online, I think it was Rudis, he was actually playing Halo 3, and I was like...
Wow, somebody's playing Halo.
Halo 3. I know that's always got people playing it. The amount of times I've played someone online who I don't know, and I go back into that list to see what other people are playing, just out of curiosity. The amount of people I find, like, I've played them against Grand Theft Auto or Street Fighter 4, and I find them back on there playing Halo.
Halo.
So it is one of the most played multiplayer games.
Yep.
I haven't played it in ages. I've been really rusty.
Anyway, let's carry on.
Yeah.
The Pirate Bay people have been found guilty.
Yeah, I heard about this. It was on the news that they were supposed to shut down their website, but they still haven't. They're trying to appeal
It wasn't anything about shutting the website down. From what I saw, it was they have a year of jail time and they have to pay a fine of £3 million.
I heard a rumour that they were trying to buy an oil rig so they could have it there.
Well, yeah, a couple of years back, there was that old piece of... like that old sea fortress thing built during the Second World War, which a bunch of people like went over there and took over it and claimed themselves king. And I think at one point Britain tried to reassert its authority over it and sent in loads of people to have a good battle. But I think eventually, you know, it's, who cares? It's just a big concrete circle with a platform on top, basically, and loads of rooms underneath. But there was a fire on it only a few years ago now, and they had to like mass evacuate it. Well, like the whole six people who lived there. Yeah, they would, I mean, they're trying to do stuff like that, but I mean, they're going to appeal this because obviously I don't think this is the right. I mean, in this country, you can beat the crap out of somebody and not get a year of jail time.
Yeah.
All they're doing is
supply and demand. People demand, so they supply.
All they have is a search engine, which has torrent files on it. There's nothing illegal about that.
There's nothing on their website. It's just torrents.
No, I can.
And there is nothing in a torrent. A torrent links you to everyone else.
I can find the same torrents on Google. Take Google to court.
Mm.
So yeah, it strikes me as being very political. It's up until like a year or two ago.
It's because what it represents. That's what they're doing. It's against the representation of what they other people believe that it represents.
It wasn't until the current right-wing government in Sweden won the election last year. I mean, this is obviously...
Mm.
You know, they put their judges around and are trying to reel people in. Because this is, you know, it's just files. There's no copyrighted material hosted on their stuff. Granted, it has the word pirate in it.
Yeah.
But that's just a word. Yeah. A word isn't illegal. Yeah, basically, well, they're going to appeal it, and I suspect they'll be let off because there's nothing, you know... There's nothing illegal about it. You can make the argument it's immoral, but that's different. Because it's not illegal to be immoral in somebody's opinion. Whereas it is illegal to break the law.
I think they should have just said, yeah, fine, we'll close the website down. Close it down and then open a new website called Pirate Bay 2. The sequel.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, if it gets closed down, who cares? 20 more will spring up. I mean,
well, yeah, you ISO to, hunt. You go on to torrents.
ISO hunt and Mini Nova and all that work just fine anyway.
You go on to. I don't use Pirate Bay. I go on to torrents.
With a Z.
Yeah, and that doesn't actually have anything on there. It's a search engine for torrent search engines.
Don't worry, we're from the internet. It's gonna be all right.
I like that. That's a nice slogan to have on Pirate Bay. Don't worry, we're from the internet. It's going to be all right. And they sell Pirate Bay t-shirts. Oh my god. Support the Pirate Bay. Get your... Oh, I want a Pirate Bay t-shirt now.
Stop buying that and get a Gamercast t-shirt.
And you can get one with a tape with a skull and crossbones on it. Oh, that's so cool. I imagine it's going to end up being like a cult thing now of Pirate Bay and making sure that everybody remembers Pirate Bay.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, honestly, who cares?
Well, it was like that website that I used to go on that used to sell all of the bits and bobs for DS and things like that. and someone they were selling
from Hong Kong or somewhere.
Yeah, and that got shut down by Sony because they were selling PlayStation 3s and PSPs across to the UK market, and they didn't like it and got them taken to court. I think the website is actually still up. The website's still up, but there's nothing on it. It's just one page saying we are really sorry, and something about Sony. It's Sony's fault. Stuck. And then it's got the whole entire lawsuit written out from Sony of all the legal stuff about it. So they're apparently using it as advertisement.
Honestly, though, who cares?
Yeah,
you know, it's whatever. They're going to appeal it, you know. Yeah. So that's another year of goofing around in court and whatever. Well, waiting for court anyway. Let's talk a bit about The Sims 3, which is out on June 5th.
Cool.
So not long away for that, but EA have confirmed a few other things about it. It's now got a built-in video recorder, similar to what Spore had in the creature creator bit, where you could film your creature goofing around. This is going to have one, and you can. It's got basic editing in it, like you can actually cut bits of footage around and edit it and stuff like that in a limited fashion, but then it's also got built-in ability to upload to YouTube and stuff like that.
You can do some really stupid things or make your own video and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that sounds interesting.
Machinima is getting really big now. I must admit, I didn't realise how a lot of Machinima stuff, because I saw some Machinima stuff for WoW, and I was quite shocked on how well it was done. And I found out now that you can download the file viewers to look at all the models off your computer for WoW.
Just get the models out of it.
But you bring up the model, and then you can say, I want this gear on it. So if you want to, you can have like some super epic like boss guy from a raid, and you can have a standard druid and just strap on all of the gear that he would be wearing. But then the background, you can choose any background you want, or just put it like blue, which if you know what you're doing, it means you can get into the animation files and say play this one, then play this one, then play this one. So you make him walking, and then you make him wave, and then you make his mouth move, and you record all of this, and then you put it into video editing software, and you blue screen in loads of footage from you going into first person mode in WoW. And you just act as like the camera panning, and then you blend the two together in any video editing software you can download or buy, and pow, you've got yourself a WoW video.
Back in my day, boy, we didn't have all this fancy pants video bollocks. We had paint, and we would draw the stuff.
Yeah. Paul's WoW machinimas were absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. It looks like a... Nope, I thought it was a D.
It's a person.
It's Blockman. He didn't look happy. He didn't look happy. Look at, you got gave him stumps for arms. Or has he got a bow? It's an epic bow.
This is a scene break.
Oh, it's a scene break. It's a very wobbly scene break.
The next frame, he's changed shape.
Straight away, I was about to say he's got water retention and he's got very droopy boobs, but I can see there is his arms.
Those are his arms, mate. And his legs have sort of folded up inside of him.
Yeah, he's got water retention, he's become obese, and one eyeball has swelled to a third of the size of his head. At least he's smiling.
He's happy now.
It's a happy ending.
Stop inserting my fucking drawing.
Oh, that's cool. At least Machinima people are going to be happy with Sims 3 and the fact you can walk around. I must admit, I'm really tempted by it, but...
I'm not.
I don't know.
Well, I am, because I do like the concept is good, but it's always poorly implemented and they make it seem too kiddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of these things where I'm going to wait and see. I won't get it on release date. Now, I got Sims 2 on release date and I was quite happy with it. I played it for ages. Then I found out how to actually get the files into Photoshop and actually start playing with the alpha channels, and I made everybody naked. And no one had nipples. It was strange. It was like a town full of action men.
What are you, 12?
Yeah.
Look, I can hack the game. Nobody has any clothes on.
It was cool. Then I had everybody running around as ninjas because I painted everybody, and all that was left was their little square around their eyes. So everybody was a black ninja. I was going to go for Power Rangers, but that was pretty sad.
Yeah, Power Rangers would be a lot harder to do than ninjas, because ninjas at least are all the same color. Also, in the news.
I wonder if it's on Mac.
Yeah, they're doing a Macintosh release.
Cool.
Windows 7 RC is released soon.
Cool. What does that mean? For the people who are not sure.
Windows 7 RC is released soon. I don't know how else to phrase it, mate.
Is that the retail version?
That's the release of Canada.
the release count. So that's the downloadable trial, or that just means that they're...
Well, it's a pre-release, time-bombed Windows 7.
So when does this mean that people will be getting this?
If the rumours...
The rumours.
And the little leaks here and there are to be believed, it will be publicly available on May 5th.
That soon? I was expecting October, November time rolling into next year if they had an issue. I'm quite shocked that we're...
I said the release calendar. Everyone said the release calendar that would be around this sort of time.
Oh, that's cool.
In fact, I was quite upset we didn't get the release candidate on the second week of April. But never mind.
Cool.
So yeah, you'll be able to download that, assuming the rumour's correct, 5th of May. If the rumours are totally wrong, it'll be, you know, within a few weeks after that.
Curious to see what the retail value on that's going to be popping out at.
Probably similar to Windows Vista.
Yeah.
Might change it. Internet Explorer 8 will be pushed over automatic updates this week. Just a shout out to everyone who has not installed it yet.
Okay.
Install it, or else I will kill you. In other news, Interplay are nearly bankrupt.
Interplay?
Yeah. Free Space, Descent, original Fallouts, etc. Interplay.
Ah.
Yeah, they've got a headcount of 7 people now. 4 people are developers. And they have free, like, manager of finance positions. So yeah, unless they find some money fast, they're not going to be there for very long. But they've got some properties, like I said, the Descent and Free Space series. I've got a few other things as well.
Ouch.
Well, it's not terribly surprising, is it? Where's the... surely I've got... No, obviously I haven't opened it, never mind. I do own Pirate Bay.
I don't remember Descent.
Descent, it was a 3D shooting game. Alright, Adam, let's...
Go to their official website.
Official.
If they have one.
No, they have to take website offline. Yeah, here we go.
Fallout Trilogy.
Yeah, well, they sold the rights to Fallout to Bethesda. Oh, they own Earthworm Jim.
So these were the people that originally did Fallout?
Yeah.
The original Fallout. They do Earthworm Jim. Battle Chess. Boomerang. Clay Fighter. Oh, they did Clay Fighter. Dark Alliance. Earthworm Jim. Fallout. Free Space.
Free Space! Max. Free Rex is... Free Space is epic game. Free Space 2 is one of the best games ever made. Ah. Oh.
It looks like... that one that we were playing. Mixed with Babylon 5.
What one we were
playing? Homeworld 2.
Well, yeah, it was Homeworld, but it was an action game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, similar sort of principle, except you're actually one of the fighting ships yourself. And yeah, it was just epic because... It was just epic. There's actually quite a few mods which has redone all the graphics and everything. Yeah, Free Space is an incredible game, and I encourage everyone to check it out. Free Space.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the first day I played it. I was just browsing over all the news websites. And I saw a demo for Free Space. Oh, cool, space combat. I downloaded it and I was totally blown away. I was like, oh my god, this game is fantastic.
So did you run straight down a game and go buy it? Or?
No, because it wasn't out yet. It was a pre-release demo.
Okay.
But I was counting down the days for release day. And then, I was straight down there on release day and got it. It's a fantastic game. It's just a shame they never did a number 3. And I mean, I spent so much time just in the level editor as well, just putting together my own missions and everything, because you could have some serious... I mean, you had ships, you had the fighter ships, right? Which were, you know, these small, tilly things, but you also had, like, 6-mile-long, epic, super-duper ships.
Could you fly those?
You couldn't fly them, but you could put them in missions and have them having GURP battles with each other and everything. It was, well, epic.
Cool. So, yeah, they're down to 7 people, did you say?
Yep, 7 people work for them now.
They should really start advertising for students. Go work for free.
Dear students.
Interplay for you free, you'll get experience in the gaming industry.
Yeah. Well, they've got like a massively multiplayer online game in development. One of their developers is on that. They've got a couple of other projects in development. The other 3 developers are spread across those. So.
Oh my god.
So not terribly surprising.
To be honest, if you haven't got money to throw down a well, don't make a massive multiplayer online game, because now it's become so... When I first started playing it, it wasn't the big thing. Barely anybody knew anything about it when I started playing Galaxies. Then I went on to City Heroes and a few people got into it, but it was like a fad. And then everyone got into WoW, and then WoW wasn't that great, and then WoW became great, and everybody knows about the damn games, and everyone's making their own. And it's like, you have to realize the market is only can swell so big because people can only play so many of these at a time.
Yep. In other news,
go for it.
Square Enix are releasing a World War II game.
Like we said earlier, a little late off the bat.
Well, like we said off air earlier.
Yeah. Only thing that I'd say that would make a change is if they're doing a kind of a Japanese anime style take, I would probably be quite interested. Not. No.
So I assume, I'm not sure if they're actually doing it in house or one of their new studios
which
doing
they bought.
It.
Yeah.
The game promises massive scale battles brought to life with cinematic intensity never before seen in a World War II strategy game.
Strategy. So it's not an action game, it's a strategy game.
Well, whatever.
Okay. It's got my attention. I know how big and powerful and how epically cinematic they actually like their stuff, so...
But. The game is set, you play as the Americans on the Western Front, and you can also play on the Eastern Front as the Germans. I find that horribly offensive. To be fighting against the mighty Red Army, I will never buy that game. I find it offensive. I want to spam my infantry into the German lines. I don't want to be sat there with my machine guns gunning everyone down. That's just rude. Yeah, I don't like it. Not being able to play as the USSR is ridiculous.
Always putting the USSR as a
key ball. Yeah, you have to play Germany.
Play as the Nazis.
Which is rather ridiculous, because obviously Germany loses. So what, does the game end when you're dead?
Yeah. I just dropped a grenade. Oh,
our position has been overrun by 50,000 Red Army soldiers. Game over.
You drop a grenade on the floor. It's the cheat book. The cheat book is just a flyer, and it's like, play as the Germans, drop a grenade on the floor. Bang! Ooh, your ankles are by your ears. But hey, you won.
Yeah, I don't know. It strikes me as being, you know, the regular anti-Russian stuff from Japan we normally get. Too bad, noobs. We kick your butt. Why don't they do a Japanese one? You have to play as Japan against America.
Japanese, they don't even talk. You know, like how the English always feel that talking
British.
About... The British, sorry. The British always find bringing up the war with the German people is like a sore subject, to a point. And some people are kind of like, yeah, I know, it was not our finest moment. Let's not talk about it.
Not whose finest moment?
The Germans' finest moment.
I think they did quite well.
Oh yeah, I must admit, you know,
they put up a fight, I'll tell you that.
They're up there with Genghis Khan, with trying to conquer the world.
Genghis Khan did a better job.
Yeah, true.
Much better job.
But as far as I've been made to believe...
Second largest empire in history.
As far as I've been made to believe, Japanese just won't even bring up the subject or even talk on the subject. If you talk to an average Joe Japanese person, they probably will...
Joe Japanese person.
Yeah, Mr. Joe. Joe Japanese. He probably will ignore the conversation and walk away from it straight away. They don't want to talk about it.
Why? Japan was well within its rights, the same as we were in its rights, to beat everyone up.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think it's just...
There's nothing wrong with Japan wanting to have an empire like the Western countries have. Or Germany to have the same desire.
Yeah.
You know, we can't sit back and say, you're not allowed to dominate the world, while we're sitting on the biggest empire the world's ever seen. That's actually one of the things that would be... Oh, it's German world domination. Everyone ignores the fact Britain was already dominating the world.
See, if you wanted to win, my personal opinion...
Who wanted to win?
Anybody wanted to win.
If you want to win,
That weren't involved. Your best way would be to mass a massive army. Don't tell anyone about it.
People will know you've amassing this huge army.
Okay.
They'll see the recruitment posters.
You block off your borders. You don't let anyone in and out. And you just stay away. And you're just kind of like, yeah, piss me off.
We have satellites now. We'll see your huge armies and their massive encampments.
No, I was on about in World War II. Wait until Germany got pwned and then go and attack everybody because they're so drained of their forces from pwning Germany, then you can go in and...
Who?
I don't know.
Which country would you use to pwn everyone else?
Who wasn't playing? Who didn't take part? Did China take part in any way?
Yes.
Whose side were they on?
Against Japan. Remember, Japan conquered China.
So they just picked on... They just thought, everyone's fighting! Oh, we'll go for Japan because we hate you.
They were already fighting Japan. You'd have to play somebody like Antarctica.
Yeah, the penguins. They're all fighting. Someone's lost. Battle. The penguins
you'd have to play as Switzerland, mate.
Yeah, maybe the Swiss take over. Everyone's kind of been in ruin from the war. Going with your forces. No one's got any.
Yeah, but you're not ruined. You know, when an army wins a war, the army isn't decimated. It's only the losing army which is decimated. The winning army gets experience and just pwns everything.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever played like the Total War series where you know these facts?
Yeah. And they level up and they'll get a...
Yeah, my army will level up.
Armor bonus. Level 2! Okay.
Hoorahs.
Yeah.
Hoorah! Let's talk a bit about your Nintendo DS.
Yeah, I've been experiencing some new games going round through, so...
Give it here, hand it over.
I brought it with me.
Oh, this is the old one. Get a new one.
New one.
Hand it over.
So, yeah. Going through a few games and stuff, so... I must admit, really getting into a lot of the Mega Man.
Right, games. So a minute ago we were just talking about Pirate Bay, and now you're admitting to being a pirate.
Yes. Arr!
I will have everyone know that I'm not in any way associated with this. This is Adam's own free will. Let's play Sonic Rush. I'm not playing a pirated game. I'm trying a pirated game. Well, I've already played it, so whatever.
Yeah.
Has this got a clunky menu?
I don't know.
Oh, it's just like the old one. I want to play as who have we got? Only two?
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Dude, carry on talking.
Yeah, so basically, I've got a R4 from a DS.
Oh no, it's Tails. Piss off, Tails.
And it's allowed me to experience a lot more games so I can try out games that I want to actually own. Because some of them you will need to own because of the fact that there is no manual. But the great thing about it is I can try out a lot of imported games. I've got a few Japanese games. So it allows me to try games before they come out so I can see what's coming beforehand. One game I have tried out is Phantasy Star Zero from the Phantasy Stars series. Now, the handheld version is out on PSP now. But the DS version is only out in Japan at the moment. It's got a release UK and US later this year or beginning of next year. I think it is actually more later this year. Graphically, it looks absolutely amazing. It's got a lot of like anime cartoon style chat boxes where it uses the upper screen to show a character you would normally see, but in the non-computer generated, more in 2D look. And that's where you will talk to them there, and then it'll come back to the 3D version as you're moving around. If you've ever played Phantasy Star Online on the Dreamcast or on the GameCube, I was a big fan of that one. It plays a lot like that, and it works really well. Has Wi-Fi, connects up. Myself, I haven't gone too far through it because it's one of those games where you really do need to know what someone's saying, and because all the text is in Japanese, I haven't a clue what anybody is saying. So I've just played it enough to know, do I want it or not? I do want it. Also been having a go on Chinatown Wars, which we did a review of
whenever it was,
yeah, last week, a week before. I agree with Paul with everything he said on it. It is very good. I've only gone a little way through it, haven't really had too much of a play on it. Been having a go on Worms Warfare 2, where if you like any Worms game, buy this. I'm not even playing the game properly. I'm just doing quick matches to actually play while I was like waiting to get into the game or something on WoW. Or I was actually I was playing Worms yesterday in Heathrow Airport while I was waiting for my breakfast, and passes the time for a few moments. I'm a big Mega Man fan, have been since I was a kid, and downloaded a few of the Mega Man games. I've got the Battle Network 5 Double Team DS, which is quite cool. One that is Mega Man ZX, I think it's Advex or something like that, some weird name. It looks like, I read it like advert, but it's not. That one's more like classic Mega Man, where it's just running around shooting
stuff.
How
long are these flipping levels?
Don't know, that's Sarah's game, I didn't play on that one.
I just deleted all her save games, never mind.
What else have I got? Another Mega Man, which is the new one that's out at the moment, which is called Star something. Star Force 2. I've got Ninja and something else on there. There were two versions of it. They seem to get a lot like Pokemon, where there's always a red version and a green version or whatever. And it's the same with the Mega Man ones. The DS Double Team one is actually both versions on the same one.
Yes.
But yeah, this new Mega Man 1, I've literally played the opening sequence and never got any further because I need to actually sit down and play it. Gone through a few of the Dragon Ball Z games. Some of them weren't that great, some of them even worse. I'm trying to get onto Dragon Ball Origins at the moment, but I haven't started playing it. That one does look really good.
You can have it back now. I don't like your stupid game.
I can't remember what else I've got on there. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, which, yeah, you're right, it is pretty cool. What else have we got on here? Tetris. That was for my lady, because she loves Tetris. Metal Slug 7. That was, Gary got one of these at work as well, and he suggested I download it and play it, and it's not too bad.
Adam, some people are trying to earn a living here.
Yeah, if I like them, I'll go out and buy them. I don't buy DS games because I can never tell if I'm going to like them or not, so this allows me to try before I buy them. Broken Sword, haven't played it yet. Broken Custom Robo Arena, that's quite good. That's a lot like a Pokemon game.
Custom Robo Arena?
I don't think it took off very well. Ninja Town, don't even get it. I may delete it. And I got hold of the American version of Pokemon just to trade with my other Pokemon games. Yeah, and Phantasy Star Zero from Japan. So I must admit, it's quite cool. The other thing about it is I can put videos on here and MP3s and other stuff like
you
that.
You can listen to GamerCast.
Yep. So, I must admit, I don't think I'd put movies on it at the moment because I've only got a 2 gig.
You got a PSP, haven't you?
No. I got rid of the PSP.
Oh, you sold it, have you?
Yeah.
So you've just got a normal DS now?
Yeah, normal DS. I got the DS Lite, the white version, because I wanted it to match my Wii.
Get your PSP and get your UMDs out.
UMD. I actually used to die by the time I would get home on the train from Cardiff.
Now you just need to get an extra set of batteries.
Yeah, because it's worth it.
Don't worry, your PSP 2 will probably lose the UMD.
So yeah, this means that I can actually try games and do reviews on DS games now. So I'm slowly wading my way through games, and I'll start doing some reviews on some other games. As well as anything new that comes out, it just allows me to try something out without having to commit to buying it.
Thank you very much, Adam.
Yeah.
Last piece of news items. Again, not really gaming related, but another tech item. First Macintosh botnet has been discovered. This was discovered by Symantec recently.
Okay.
So yeah, there's now a botnet out in Macintosh land, so you better check your Macintosh, make sure there's no Trojans or anything on it.
Hell.
Ooh, I've got an email. How nice. Ooh, I've got lots of emails. Shit. Oh, by lots I mean two. Yeah, basically, there was a trial version of Irox 09 released. It had the Trojan on it, so everyone who downloaded that has got the Trojan on their computer.
Yeah,
now part of the botnet.
I heard about that, that's why I stayed completely...
Not only the trial version of that, but also Photoshop CS4. I think it was a trial version of Photoshop, and also the leaked, pirated version of Photoshop had the Trojan embedded as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would recommend installing antivirus software on your Macintosh.
I've got Photoshop CS4, but mine's the retail version.
Is it retail? So you pirate your DS games, but you don't pirate Photoshop, which is probably more worthy of being pirated. Oh, that's the trouble with Macintosh, isn't it? You don't have a Paint program, do you?
No.
Nah, that sucks, doesn't it? See, Microsoft Paint, it's the ultimate Paint program.
I got Coral Paint on mine.
Nah, that sucks. Get Paint, Microsoft. Version, whatever this version is. You people laugh at me when I say Paint's a good program. It's good!
Gary plays with it all the time. He's permanently there with photographs of people who work there that come through.
Just doodling on them.
And he uses like the smudge tool, and he's there smudging people's faces to make their eyebrows look really big and really screws around with their faces.
Doesn't he have any work to do?
He does on his lunch break.
Yes, his lunch break, which is most of the afternoon.
Yeah.
What's his WoW character?
Orochimaru.
That's it. Orochimaru.
Yeah, level 80 now. He's finally got there.
Yeah, he was raiding with me the other day.
Really?
Yeah. He said, "Hi, Paul from Yovo," and I was like, oh, God. Orochimaru, that's Gary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's level 80 druid. He was healing for us.
Is he...
No, he wasn't, actually. He joined the raid, then he realised he was fracking save for it, so we had to kick him out and get someone else.
Oh, you mean he couldn't go into the actual raid because he...
No, he was saved.
What do you mean by saved?
Saved. Level 80, right? Dungeons get saved.
Oh, so you run out of space to go into the next one because you can only go into so many.
No. Every week, right, you can do a dungeon once a week.
Right.
So we were doing the Vault of Archivon, 25 man.
Right.
And he was obviously already downed at least one boss and was saved, so he couldn't join with us.
Okay.
Because he's saved, and he would have to join with his original group, or he would have to be the leader and go in with a group who's willing to continue from where he's
I think he told off. Me something. I didn't realise he'd done it with you. He said something where he couldn't go into it because he'd already gone in once or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to invite him to the guild at some point when I think he's worthy. Yeah, he's actually not too bad, judging from his gear.
No,
he's obviously not Dinnerdale, but...
He is quite a good WoW player, unlike me.
Unlike you. He got from, like, level 1 to, like, level 80 in the space of, what, 2 weeks? And you've been playing for 5 years now, and you're only level 60.
Yeah, but he's addicted. He's had to stop playing because he fully admits he's addicted to playing WoW. He goes home and plays it all the time, where I only play it in short spurts.
Yeah, I see him online quite a bit. Anyway, this is a perfect segue for our
big thing.
Big World of Warcraft news. So for those who don't like World of Warcraft, feel free to stop listening now, because the rest of the show is World of Warcraft.
And we will see you guys next week.
Although I will point out, you can leave us feedback at our website, which is gamercast.net. You can also subscribe to our RSS feed and get our podcasts automatically. You can do that in iTunes or just with the normal subscribe method on our website. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/gamercast. And you can send us feedback and letters and stuff, because we've not had anything for the last couple of weeks. Our last letter was from Mr. Bobman.
Bobman.
So yeah, for our World of Warcraft fans out there today, obviously, I'm sure you've already noticed that the 3.1 patch has been released. This was released on Wednesday.
Yeah.
This is a fairly big patch.
Mm. Just the fact it's the next line of the story for the Wrath content.
Yeah, it continues the Wrath storyline with a new dungeon, which is the older dungeon available in both 10-man and 25-man versions. I've not done it yet. In fact, I probably won't do it for a while because it actually looks quite hard. There's also a new boss in Vault of Archivon.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the original boss still. You've also got another boss as well if you want to do him. He's really hard. The Din just dies. Yeah, basically, it's actually quite a difficult fight. Because normally, most boss fights, it's all about the tank and the healers.
Mm.
And the damage just, you know, sits there, whatever. Bang, bang, bang. Piao, 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 and so on. This boss, it's all about the DPS. So basically, there's 4 adds this boss has got with him. And he charges one of these adds up. And you have to kill the ad really quickly before it gets completely charged, or else it like explodes and kills everyone. So you need all the DPS on it, with maximum DPS to take it down really fast. You've got like 10 seconds to down it. And I've not been with a group who's been able to do it. And I don't suspect I'll be with a group who can do it for quite some time, because...
They've got to add another element to the game just to make it last a bit longer, because there's some people out there who...
Well, yeah, that's the point of releasing a patch, because people have done knacks, we've got all the gear, all this and that, so we need something new. So yeah, we've got more challenges, which is good. The only downside is, because it's in the same instance, you get saved if you kill the first boss. And that's it. Just if it was a separate instance, it'd be a lot easier. Mm. Because that way you wouldn't have people who thought, no, I'm just here to kill the new boss. I don't want to do the old boss, because then I get saved. And stuff like that. So it's a little bit fiddly with that.
Can you avoid the old boss?
Yeah, you can skip the old boss and just go to the new boss if you want, but obviously you need an epic group to down him. You need like a group equivalent of 25 Dinadals to do it.
Right.
This was also the patch which introduced dual specking.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps Adam would like to explain this.
Dual specking is the ability for your talent trees that each character has for each class.
Talent tree!
It allows you to have two versions of your talents.
Two versions!
So you can jump between one spec or the other. They have added quite a lot of mechanics in for running this, and then removed them already for the patch, because in the the trial servers, it didn't seem to work as well, because originally you were going to need a lexicon of power.
Yeah, they've got rid of that nonsense.
Yeah. The only thing they didn't make it into the patch was the armor gear that allows you to switch your armor at the push of a button.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be in there.
The reason why that wasn't...
I can deal with that, though.
There was a reason why that wasn't brought in. The reason is...
it kept deleting everyone's armor.
If you... With socketed gear, and you have your gems in your sockets, if you are a jewel crafter, you can have jeweler's sockets, which are a little bit better.
Yep.
But you're only allowed so many. I think it's like 3 or something like that, because they're really good. A bug appeared where if you had those socketed on your gear and then you swapped to one that didn't, your other gear, then you swap back, then you swap, then you swap back, then you swap, it started stacking the ability that that sockets gave you, which made you completely unstoppable. So the bug, there were a few issues with what it was doing to the gear.
That feature was being cut out.
It had to be pulled to a side to try and get these bugs out, because there were bugs that were really going to damage the game.
So, yeah, everyone would be a jewel crafter.
Yeah. So, it was things that couldn't be ready, and they couldn't hold back 3.1.
Look, Ma, I've got 200,000 health.
Especially with the fact that there are mods out there that will do the same thing. So people can survive off the mods for now, and then they'll and in a later mini-patch, it'll be thrown back in. So it's basically, it's not going to be put to a later add-on of the game. It is literally just going to be shipped out when it's ready.
But yeah, dual specking was important because whenever you're trying to find a group for something, there's 3 types of things you need. You need tanks who take aggro and take all the damage. You need healers, you need DPS. This allows you to have like a warrior who can be a DPS warrior who can switch to a tank when the group needs a tank.
Yeah.
Or say you've got a paladin who can heal, damage, or tank, and you can switch between
and
two specs.
A little bit of DPS in the middle.
Yeah.
And the same with druids. Because all the jack of all trades like druids, paladins, and shamans give you that ability that you can jump more to one or to the other. Also, some specs don't have an alternative, they just do DPS.
But it's still fairly useful for Dinadal, for example, because Beastmaster I find better for arenas, and Survival spec is better for pure damage output for raiding.
Exactly. So some will be better for others. So
because before, what you had to do, you had to go to your trainer, you had to unlearn all your talents, which cost gold, and the gold keeps going up every time you do it. And you had to relearn all your talents, you had to put all your spells back, put your toolbar all back together the way you wanted it. So it was obviously completely unpractical for somebody to keep doing this. Now you can just press a button.
Is your toolbar changing? Your toolbar automatically changes with your...
Toolbar changes to how I've got it set up.
Right.
So my Beastmaster toolbar is quite a bit different than my Survival toolbar.
Yeah.
And you just press a button and all that changes back and forth.
Which I think is good, because there are people out there that just play the game in one set but have this ultimate talent set up for their character for doing PvP. So they like doing their PvP, then they'll come back and they'll do their raids and all their other stuff on this one talent that they've got specifically that's good for them. It means that if they wanted to, they can set up their whole toolbar, and they don't have to have every single mount on there. They just have the one that they use for battlegrounds. You know, if there's no flying, if they're not into doing the battlegrounds where you can fly, there's no need having that up there. You don't need all your extra stuff that you use for playing the game and doing quests. You just have what you need for the battlegrounds. And if you've got that one talent for just doing your battlegrounds that you do every week, there. You don't have to have everything on the screen. I think it's a nice way because it allows people to switch from the different elements that are now appeared in the game, with having battlegrounds, arenas, like Wintergrass, which is a completely different type of battleground, raids, dungeons, leveling, grinding for rep.
Don't say grinding for rep.
Yeah, that dreaded word. I've already started looking at where all the different people I've got to start grinding for rep for burning. I'm just like, can I actually be asked, shall I just keep leveling until I get to Wrath instead?
Well, you have to look at... when you look at the rep stuff, you have to say, is there anything a particular faction has for me?
Yeah.
And to be honest, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Not at that level, unless you want this stupid dragon.
Yeah.
And you're willing to spend 200 hours doing that. At level 80 is a bit different because you want to get the high level enchants. So the Sons of Hodir or whatever don't have a Tabard, so you can't get rep with them from doing dungeons like you can with all the other ones, which is new in Wrath of the Lich King. But other than that, you know, meh. And even for you, that particular enchant won't be any good.
Speaking of Tabards, you notice that you can actually pick up all of your Tabards, any of the Tabards that are available, from the Tabard seller in the guild hall in any city.
Yeah, I know that you can get... I know they changed it so the Tabard man had all the Tabards, yeah.
Yeah, which I think is quite cool. So you don't have to go running off. As soon as you've got enough rep, you can just get your Tabards from that one person, including the PvP ones.
Yep, there's also a new daily quest. There's the Argent Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So this is clearly arcing towards the ultimate end raid, which will be when you actually fight the Lich King himself.
Yeah, because it's up at Ice Crown, isn't it?
It'll probably be in the... There's a big structure in Ice Crown which isn't used. It'll probably be there, yeah.
Because they've added a new flight master in the city that is just to go for the Argent
Tournament. Yeah, so basically it's the Argent Dawn and all those sort of people.
Yeah, and there's jousting as well.
Yeah, it's actually really funky. I've actually got... You get these, jousting sticks, lances.
Yeah.
I got one and it's perfect for role playing because it matches my alliance PvP level 60 armor, and I'm walking around with this lance now instead of my sword. Nice. And all the noobs in Goldshire obviously have no idea where you get it from. It's like, oh my god.
And you go around really tall as well, don't you, because you have the...
Yeah, I have my make you big potion. Yeah.
And the big lunch that you have, and you end up being mega tall and walking around with your lance and your level 60 gold epic armor on. Look at me.
And then somebody challenges me to a duel and they die in one hit. That's what happens when you duel a level 80, you stupid level 9. Yeah, so that's interesting. New dailies. I hate daily quests, to be honest. They do my nut, and I always do my cooking quest whenever I log in because that only takes about 5 minutes. But I hate quests.
I haven't bumped into any of the dailies. When do the dailies kick in on Burning?
Level 70, really.
Yeah.
I mean, dailies are quests which you do when you're max your level out.
Exactly.
So, and you want either money, rep, or sunny off these people.
So a lot of the content on Burning I'm just going to have to ignore and just keep going until I get to Wrath.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could do it all, but it would level you up, so...
Yeah.
You know, you could get to 70 and do the daily Burning Crusade quest until you're like level 75 or something, but then you miss out on all the early Northrend stuff, so
there's no real point really. It's the sort of thing where if you want the rep for the sake of getting the rep because you've got all the Wrath stuff and you skip Burning to go back to doing Burning just for sheer boredom.
Yeah, there's there's been a few problems with the patch. So it was released on the Wednesday. Originally, the servers were supposed to be back up and running by 11 o'clock in the morning, Paris time. They weren't back up until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So there was an extended period of downtime. Which was annoying, because I'd already downloaded the patch the previous day. So I sat there waiting for it to come back on. Okay, it's back on now. And I could start to see the servers slowly starting to boot up. Oh, look, there's one server booting up, there's another one, and so on and so on. And of course, my server is like the last one which boots up. And it's just... So that's a bit annoying. But there's also been a few other bugs found, like links in trade chat are broken, and there's a few niggly, like little tiny issues like that. My mod seemed to work. My damage meter still works, so I just have to set it to load out of date add-ons, and it seems to be alright.
Yeah, Arc Inventory, I couldn't get... They said they'd updated it, but it's still classified as an out of date one, so I just loaded it up. A few few features on Arc Infantry are broken, but I weren't using them anyway, so the basics of what I want, a big bag with everything in one bag, organized, works. So as far as I'm concerned, I was happy. But the rest of them I've just left as it is, and I'm just playing my way through getting all the new mods and shoving them back on again. I nearly went to Bartender, but I decided not to for now, so I left it. Especially with the way that the modding industry has gone at the moment, with that new legislation that Blizzard have put out, that if you start saying, I'm going to charge you for the right to use my mod, or I want you to give me money because I'm really cool and I gave you a mod, then you get banned. And you can't have advertisement or anything like that, so...
Yeah.
A lot of people, like Quest Helper, said that he won't be able to do it anymore, even though he did fix it, put out the new one for the mod. But I imagine he'll release the code and other people will take up the mantle, but...
Meh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, granted, there's a few mods out there which, you know, a serious amount of time goes into making them work, but whatever. Meh, I can live without mods. I mean, Quest Helper now, it's practically got Quest Helper built in, so...
Yeah,
that's the other change. So now, like, if you've got a quest to kill a bunch of dudes and you put the mouse over those particular dudes, it'll tell you you've got a quest from and there's all sorts of stuff like that, which helps leveling up, because it's just annoying. I mean, I would always hit a website to see where these dudes are, but now, you know, if I'm accidentally just roaming around, I see, oh well, look, I've got a quest there, because I never actually read the quest.
See, I don't know if it's something that's been put into the patch for Quest Helper or it's something that's actually in the patch, but whenever I got Quest Helper on and I get my list of all the quests I'm doing, where it's linked them across, if I've got an item I need to use, it actually puts a button to the left of it, so I can just click on that button. It might be, I think that is actually just straight linked. It's the standard tracker from the quest bar, so I'm hoping that if I ever lost Quest Helper, that would still be there, because that was really useful going on to things, so you're not having to open up a bag and having to try.
From the couple of quests I've done as Dinnendale, I had a funny little icon, so I assume that's related to the quest.
Yeah, so it's probably.
But whether you can actually click on that and use it from there, I don't know.
Yeah, I could click on mine. Wasn't obvious you could click
You'll
on
You'll have that. To find out, won't you?
Yeah. I'll make sure I'm at a quest that's got it. An icon to click on, and then I'll turn Quest Helper off and see if it still works.
Yep. I mean, there's thousands of changes to all the classes. I could spend a half hour talking about the Hunter changes.
The Death Knight ones confuse me, because the end for Unholy, the end bit was always the bugs. You have like a swarm of bugs that come out of you and do damage.
Those maggots things.
Not the maggots. Those are from
what,
Blood.
The army of the...
It actually just looks like loads of wasps. It's loads of black dots that just go...
Does it? I've never seen that.
That's been moved down the talent tree, and the gargoyle has been moved up the talent tree to be the key last thing you get. And I was actually thinking, well, the gargoyle is always my ace in the sleeve. If I ever need an extra person to come out and help me because I'm out getting pwned by being a soloer, he comes out and attacks. So I don't use it very often. I started thinking, well, if I bring it back a bit, I'd be quite happy to maybe go up into Frost. So I'm actually starting to think doing... a bit of Unholy Frost talent. So I'm going to have a play on the Talenter.
I wouldn't worry too much about the talents at the moment. It's only really at level 80 you want to actually work on having the best setup you can for doing dungeons and stuff. When you're just leveling, it doesn't really matter, to be honest.
There's a few key items in there which I can't hack not having if I come back from Unholy. I'd have to have something just as good in Blood or Frost. I do like playing as Frost. I got two new Frost abilities. One puts this frost armor around me, which looks really cool because it's like this wind swirls around me, and then he's can't be stunned and takes extra damage. And I've got the ability that when I walk on water, when I touch water, it freezes underneath me, so I can walk on the top of water, mounted or unmounted, which is really cool because I was trying to get somewhere. And
mounts can swim now.
Yep, mounts can swim, which is what I was getting to.
I'm going to install free space. carry on.
So yeah, mounts can swim in water.
Hey, look, Gamercast.
So basically what it means is...
Oh shit, I'm playing Gamercast. We're going to hear ourselves and we're going to be really confused. Let's close it down.
You won't be able to... Before, when you went into any water that went under a certain depth, you would dismount automatically. Now, it will... What are you doing? You've just made your desktop look like a square box. Strange.
Just ignore that. I'm just using my computer.
Okay.
You just carry on talking now.
So, basically, sorry, it's what he's doing on the screen is really putting me off. He's made his screen look like a box, and he's put all of his icons and dropped them into a three-dimensional box.
It's not my fault my computer is three-dimensional.
Yeah. You don't have a desktop, you have a box. Right, where was I? Yes.
I have a box of realistic physics. Splat. Splat.
That's a very nice book. We'll get onto that later after the show.
No, we're not going to talk about this.
No, we'll talk about it after the show and you can tell me all about it.
Nah, right. Nah, I'm just going to leave you wondering.
Right, so...
Look, my icons are all like piled up.
It's really off-putting when you actually throw in your icons at a wall, a virtual wall on your desktop. Mounts in water. So basically, when you go into the water, you won't dismount anymore. You literally can carry on swimming. It gives you an extra swimming advantage over swimming standardly. They will go underwater, so you can swim underwater with your horse or whatever, and you can remount underwater and on top of water. And like with my Death Knight, I can run across water, so I can actually run at 100% speed on top of water as a death mount, which is quite cool for traveling if I'm anywhere near water and I need to keep going.
Yeah, my shaman can do that.
But the flying mounts will still dismount. So if you hit water in a flying mount, you will dismount. But you don't really run anywhere on your ground on your flying mounts on the ground.
You typically fly, surprisingly enough.
So it made it more realistic because any animal that can fly, unless it's an aquatic animal, when it hits water, is pretty much screwed. So I imagine a griffin would be exactly the same thing if it hit water. So yeah, I think that's a cool thing. I do know that there is something about water mounts coming soon, whether it was out in this patch.
Who knows when that's actually going to come?
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters, to be honest, since our mounts swim now.
Yeah. The idea about it is the fact that this water mount would allow you to swim underwater. The idea is it seems like they're hinting towards that the next place that we will be going to after this, on the next expansion pack, will be the Maelstrom.
No, let's go to the Emerald Dream.
There's going to be nothing there.
Scenarius is there. I can find Scenarius. Hey, Scenarius, bud, dude, how's it going?
Buddy. Yeah, so if anybody's kind of like, what's the Maelstrom? If you look at the WoW,
it's a big map, swirling thing where the Well of Eternity used to be.
Yeah.
Before the continent split apart.
Yeah.
Because of the stupid High Elves.
And
a bunch of idiots.
Trying to bring through the Burning Legion the first time around.
No. The High Elves broke the world by their addiction to magic.
Yeah. But do you know how
the High Elves can piss off?
Do you know how that the Well of Eternity got all screwed up?
Let me guess. It had a bunch of mana off and that lot hanging out near it.
It was more in the sense of the head of what is ended up being the High Elves. It was a high family of the Night Elves for the Queen. Got a little bit too uppity on themselves and decided to open up a portal in there and bring through the Burning Legion, not realizing who they were.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I read the book.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Because that sounds like a sort of dwarf propaganda thing against the Night Elves, if you ask me.
No.
It was those High Elves which split the world with their addiction to magic.
That's why they
stop reading your dwarf propaganda.
High Elves became. That's Brindley. How the High Elves became. They were originally Night Elves.
Well, we know they were originally Night Elves, but they were bad Night Elves.
That's them. That was the bad Night Elves.
They're called High Elves.
They ended up fighting the rest of the good Night
Look,
Elves.
Dwarf
the
dude.
The good Night Elves.
Hey, there's no such thing as a good Night Elf. There are Night Elves who understand the balance of nature.
Yes.
Who are not addicted to arcane magic.
Like Illidan was.
Illidan's alright. You leave him alone. He's just a bit misguided.
And his brother brought them towards Druidism. You want to read the book? It's quite cool.
I'm not reading your dwarf propaganda. You'll read official Night Elf history.
It is official Night Elf history.
No, it isn't. It's dwarf history. I don't know what your dwarves are like.
So have you seen the trailer for patch 3.1?
No.
It looks quite cool. So, yeah.
So yeah, there is loads of changes. There's probably not a lot for lower level people because a lot of the new content is really level 80.
Now, you will find out that the talent system for having dual spec, you can have it level 40. The reason being this, it was originally a level 80 thing, but the...
But it's going to be 1,000 gold.
Yeah. The 1,000 gold...
For a level 40, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. The reason being is, it is for level 80s only, and for level 80s who've got a level 40 alt. So a level 80, 1,000 gold...
We can get 1,000 gold.
Yeah. So which you can transfer to your alt, because you've been playing the game up to level 80, you understand the mechanics, you've got your paladin, you're leveling up because you've got another character, and you want to dual spec him. Where anybody who is not got a main character who's up high levels and can get hold of money won't be able to have it, keeping the mechanics cool, and you're not getting confused by having to try and work off two set of mechanics. And that's the whole purpose of having it like that. So, yeah, I think there's some good stuff there, but yeah, lower levels, if you're not playing Wrath yet, you're not really going to experience anything apart from some of the changes to each one of the classes for the talents, and also the fact that now your pets won't dismount you in water.
Good.
Which is cool. I think a lot of people in the lower levels are going to enjoy that a lot more because there isn't a large amount of water in Outland, and there's water out in Wrath, but most of the water you come across will always be...
Most of the water you come across is just annoying and it's in your way and it dismounts you.
And there's lots of places in Azeroth that you come across and you think you're going to ford this river. And you're thinking of it like the idea of you're on a horse and you're going to ford this river. So you run across it and you hit the middle bit and you dismount and you kind of... So now I've got to swim through the rest of the river.
And then you've got to remount and you've probably got 50 flipping mobs chasing you. Yeah, so you can't remount.
And normally the river, there's only a small bit where the horse can't go on. But because the horse is taller than you... Because you've got to wait until your feet will touch the ground before you can remount, it's even further. So, yeah, painful. So it's a nice thing. I think that's quite cool. But yeah, patch 2.1, pretty cool. It also means that because it's out, because the arena season 5, is it season 5?
Season 6, I think we're on now.
Yep, season 6 we're going to be starting soon. Season 5 is finished up. They're getting all of the... Whatever you would have won or you're in title to will all be available now.
Great, all my epic high-end PvP gear is now out of date.
Yep.
God damn it, Blizzard.
As well as that, what else was there that was available?
Well, the new tier of PvE gear, new tier of PvP gear.
Yeah.
You've got new marks now. So before you had the marks of heroism and valor, you've now got marks of conquest as well, which is what you get from Uldar and the new boss in Voa.
Mm. So yeah.
That's pretty much it. So it's obviously quite a big update.
Yeah.
But that's good. Even though it means that Dinadal is now like noobish again.
You have to work your way back up. It gives you something to do, Paul.
Yeah, but the first boss is a stupid vehicle boss where you have to use vehicles to fight him. I hate those bosses. I just want to get out and shoot the guy.
You want it classic Metal Gear Solid style where someone's driving the tank and you're stood on the back, putting your foot forward with your big gun.
I've got a bow. I'm a night elf, not a stupid dwarf.
You always had a gun before. I keep forgetting which one you've got. Last time I saw you had a crossbow and you got a bow.
I've got the accursed bow of the elite now.
The cursed bow of the elite.
Cursed. It's evil.
So every time you misfire, it hits your thumb and you kind of like, ah, that smarts.
No, I just go, wow, this bow's cool. No, it's a 10-man max bow.
Cool.
It drops from me in the military wing.
Well, I think that's all I've got.
Yep, I mean, that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
The program I'm using on the background, which is confusing Adam, is called Bump Top. It's just like a 3D desktop sort of wallpaper thing where you can put stuff on the walls of your computer. Like so. But instead of just having a flat 2D background, it's 3D, three-dimensional, and you can chuck things around. And it's got physics in it, so I can chuck the icons over here and they bounce off the other icons and stuff. That's just what Adam was getting confused about.
Yeah, because I'm watching him throwing his files at another wall while I'm trying to talk, and it was really just confusing me, putting me off. Right.
We'll be back next week where we will talk about
Well, if I actually find something, I might have actually spent that 20 quid.
We might talk about something.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get. Maybe we should have got Chris on this week, but he didn't want to do it.
He's too busy entertaining himself with 3.1.
No, he's not. He's asleep.
Oh, yeah, because he's doing his night shift.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get Ian on next week.
Yeah.
Let Ian talk about Resident Evil or something.
Cool.
Because that's all he plays nowadays. But yeah, check out our Twitter thing at twitter.com/GamerCast and check out our website, GamerCast.net.
And it also means that you can Twitter us. So
yeah, so if you like tweet us or whatever it is, tweet or twerp or
twerp. We can read out your Twitters and whatever.
Well, yeah, I'm also thinking about, you know, we used to do the live thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there must be a service out there which does that for you. Like, for free, ad-supported.
Yeah.
And then we could, like, you know, have a chat room again. Like, old school.
Yeah. Cool.
And then Adam can read it and get distracted, and then we get even more distracted than we already are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, back next week, as per usual.
We'll see you guys there.